You know who it is, and you know what time it is. Time to piss off some feminists, trad cucks, and whoever don't want to know the truth. Oh well, let's get started.
What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, reporting from the Armory. Gentlemen, when I first saw this on Facebook, I held on to it for a couple of days to see if anybody else in the space would actually report on this. Well, it would seem that I'm breaking this news for the entire space, because this is something that we here, especially in America, have been trying to talk about, something that we as men should have been pushing for the longest. However, there are too many simps and there are too many turncoats in our midsts to get something like this passed. Yes, gentlemen, your eyes do not deceive you with the title of this video. So it is imperative that you download this and share this with other content creators across social media, the whole nine yards, because this is too important for men not to know. It can be done. It has been done. So why aren't men here in America getting this put on any ballots? But let me go ahead and get into the meat of this video. No more raising a child that isn't yours. Panama approves law that will jail mothers who lie about paternity. No, it is not a clickbait. It is not a rage bait. It is not something from The Guardian or The Onion. No. This law is legit. Panama's National Assembly approved in its third debate Bill 510, which turns so-called paternity fraud into a crime. The vote was overwhelming, 42 in favor, none against, and none abstains. Basically, no one says, yeah, we're not going to vote on this. No, everybody who was there said yes. This should pass. The law punishes with 2 to 5 years in prison, plus fines, anyone who induces a man through deliberate deceit or concealment to recognize as his own a child who is not biologically his, forcing him to take on a legal, financial, and emotional responsibility that are not his. Oh, gentlemen, we know why something like this law, could not be passed here in America so far. And of course, I'm going to explain later. The sentence can rise by up to half in the most serious cases when the deception lasts more than 5 years, when two or more children are affected, or when someone gains a repeated financial benefit. The bill also makes DNA testing mandatory in the proceedings and allows the affected man to claim back what he spent from the actual biological father, if the father knew the truth. It also includes a clause protecting the child. A fraud ruling does not affect the minor's access to state protection. The text is not final yet. It now goes to President Jose Raul Molino, who must decide whether to sign it or veto it. The bill's sponsor, lawmaker Jairo Salazar, insists the measure is meant to deter and not to attack women or families. While women's groups, i.e. feminists, warn that bringing a family conflict, into prison could end up hurting the children themselves. Ah, yes, gentlemen, I find it very ironic. It's all about the children, or should I say, the little human shields that they call children. Panama penalizes paternity fraud through Lay 535, which was signed into law by President José Raúl Mulino and published in the Gaceta Oficial de Panama. It establishes direct criminal penalties for individuals who deceive men into legally recognizing children that are not biologically theirs. So yes, gentlemen, it went from a bill, the president signed it into law. So yes, I actually went to the Gaceta Oficial de Panama and I actually had it translated. So yes, this is a legitimate law on the books that officially criminalizes paternity fraud. Now, why is it that something like this would not be able to pass here in America? Well, we know why. Because the system, it makes money off of the enforcement of child support. There have been many a man who brought into family court DNA evidence to say, this is not my child. And what does the court do? That doesn't matter. You still need to pay. So yeah, the corrupt family court system is to blame. It's all about stripping the man of his money via the child. But yes, gentlemen, please, please share this. We need other content creators, especially in this space, talking about this. This is far too important to go under the radar for as long as it has. So yes, the future can look bright. However, I think once the younger generations start taking over, yeah, there's going to be a whole lot of change. There most certainly will be. Right now, you still got the boomers and the old Gen X still trying to hold on to power. But eventually, we're going to die off. And personally, I would love to remain alive to see what happens afterwards. But yeah, in my humble opinion, when the old guard dies off, that's when the change in America is really going to happen. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Once again, download this video, share it with other content creators, or just share the topic itself. We have to get more people talking about this. And for all you women out there who still think that you're going to be able to trick men into accepting kids that are not theirs, yeah, you better understand this. And you better understand this crystal damn clear. The power that you thought you were going to keep via that deception looks like it went out in Panama, so it can go out here in America under the proper circumstances. Feminism, and once again, using the child as a human shield, that's going to go out right along with it. Because yes, there are men here in America who are in fact raising children that they don't know are not theirs. And gentlemen, this whole idea of feminists saying, oh my God, we shouldn't do this because that could bring violence towards women. No, 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 no. The shaming tactics that feminists have used to stop men from doing what needs to be done, yeah, that needs to come to a screeching halt. It is what it is. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.